This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles' free message, The Truth Within, June 5th, 2025.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. Dear friends, we are coming to you today to remind you of a very important truth that we do believe so many of you are reaching for. And it is not someone else's truth. It is not even our truth. It is your truth. It is there waiting for you, calling to you. But so many of you have believed in, yes, others' truths, other people's way of living, of thinking, of feeling. And so we are encouraging you here today to know that all that you need is right there within you. That as you continue to look for your own truth, not indeed thinking that someone else has it over you, but knowing that your soul is there to show you exactly indeed how you should proceed, exactly the lives that you have come here to live on the earth plane. More and more, we are seeing the confusion of the outer world affecting so many of you, dear souls. And of course, at some level, you are allowing it. But you have a choice. You always have a choice of deciding for yourself how you wish to create this blessed life that you are indeed having. You already decided before incarnating of how you wish to design it, of how you wanted to learn certain lessons and make certain accomplishments and achievements. But of course, as you pass through the veil of forgetfulness, well, let's just say the memories become a little dim. But you have, yes, the ability, if you would just dare to believe, to start to remember what your soul wants for you, to start to open an open dialogue, yes, indeed, with your spirit, with your teachers, your guides, just as you are allowing us to have a little chat with you here and now. Now, so much of the confusion is, yes, some of your own fears and doubts combined with the outer world, combined with the chaos and the fear that is around you. But it is time for many of you to make a very clear decision indeed that you do want to see yourself more openly, more clearly, that you are willing to do the inner work of dispelling any of those clouds of confusion and doubt. And as you do that, you're going to start to sense something quite beautiful coming deep from within you, an inner security, a place within you that says you are okay, that your life is indeed yours to master, yours to create any way you wish. It all indeed settles upon a belief that you hold within you. Are you willing to do the inner work? Now, we hate to use it the word work, for it should be more of a playful attitude, more of an experiment, an adventure, that you're saying to you, well, look, I have this incredible opportunity of this life, and I am awakening more and more to my power that lies within me, and I can now indeed choose how I wish to proceed, what I wish to experience, what I wish to accomplish in this lifetime. Are you doing that? If not, are you willing to look within yourself and to allow your truth to emerge as to why? So that you can finally get to, yes, letting go of anything that is no longer serving you. Letting go of anything within or without that is getting in the way of you reaching your dreams, of finding your joy. Now, of course, many of you are continuing to look for that joy in the outer world. Ultimately, yes, indeed, what you are holding, what you are feeling, what you are willing to see within you will manifest in the outer world. But let us take control of this process and not continue to allow yourself to think that you are in any way, shape, or form a victim. Ah, now, there's enough poor me's in the world. You don't need to be in that category, for it does not serve you. It does not serve the higher being within you that we see with all of you. So you have decisions here to make, dear friends. How do you wish to proceed? Do you want to find the truth within you? Now, truth is a funny, funny world. Word in your current lifetime. There are so many who are spouting, oh, the truth is over here. I have it. No, you don't. Will you trust
that your own soul is going to guide you to the full discovery of what is real, what is truthful for you, and that way you can begin to have that clarity. You can begin to see clearly what you need, not another. No more comparing yourself, no more listening so much to others, not even to us, but paying attention to the inner world that is indeed continuing to try to get your attention so that you will see that all that you need is indeed right there within you. Some of you are scared. Some of you say to yourself, well, if I go too deep in the world, I'll lose touch with what is important in the outer world, like making money and my relationships and surviving in this topsy-turvy world that I find myself in. That is not the truth, dear friend. The truth is that you will create more stability, more joy, more security by being grounded in your inner self, by allowing that energy to grow stronger, paying more attention every day to what you are indeed being offered in the form of guidance, in the form of wisdom, in the form of comfort and support. Dear friends, your soul is so close to you that you don't even know it is there. So many of you are running around, yes, indeed, like chickens with your heads cut off, that you're not realizing the force that is there. You are not realizing the resources that are available to help you with your earthly concerns and challenges. And of course, we're not even talking about the wonderful spiritual team that has always been there for you, that is always trying to assist you, inspire you, encourage you every step of the way, so that you can remember not only who you are, but the power that is there waiting to be utilized more completely in this lifetime. The clarity can come to you, where you will know without a shadow of a doubt of who you are and what you are capable of creating and experiencing. More and more, you are starting to experiment with this energy. There's days that you, of course, are not paying attention. You are being caught up in the world's energies around you and other people and the dramas. Oh, goodness gracious. Are you not getting a little tired of that? Of all that stuff going on in the world, and even in those close to you. Allow everyone to be on their journey. Allow everyone to learn, of course, in their own way, in their own time and space. Yes, the core of the loving law of allowance. But start with yourself. Allow yourself to think, to see, to feel the way you need to, the way you choose to. Others may not understand it. They may not agree with you. Can you make that all right in yourself? And then you give them permission, of course, to do the same. You are not here in this diverse collection of entities, experiences in the earth plane for everyone to see the same, for everyone to agree. That is just quite hard and quite unforeseeable in the future. Can there be harmony despite the different opinions? Yes. And that is exactly why you have chosen to be in such a diverse society, such as the Earth. Now, so many of you are trying to make others convince them to see things the way you are. That will not give you the clarity. That will not allow you to see your own truth. You are here to first respect yourself, to not always expect others to see it. And that the more that you do that, the more that you will realize, I want to give that same freedom, that same respect to others. And that is how all on earth will learn to not only respect and live in harmony with each other, but to do so with an understanding that, of course, it was needed. For how would you ever learn and grow if everything was the same, if everyone thought and felt and believed in the same things? Now, saying that, we do hope that more of you will believe in the possibility of peace. More of you will believe in the power of love. But let us start with yourselves. Let us start with you willing, yes, indeed, to see
that peace is at the core of your soul, that love is the vibration that you were indeed made of, the God within you, the divine energies that flow through you. Let us start there and allow that energy to become more dominant in your everyday world. Call upon that energy of love and see the life around you, the people around you, through the eyes of love. And you will begin to see more clearly, for your vibration will increase. And you will no longer get quite so upset about this or that, but can accept it, knowing that everyone, of course, is learning in their own unique way. We will continue, of course, always to help you if you turn to us. Know that there are many, many teachers that are available to you now, if you would dare to call to us and allow us to be part of your life. God bless you indeed.